It's the Everett Silvertips and the Seattle Thunderbirds. Need we say more? This evening's game from Showar Center in Kent, Washington. And Mike Benton with you. Joining us now is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Well, Kevin, here we go at the beginning of the second half of regular season play this evening. What's the message?
Well, the message isn't any different than what it's been, meaning we don't have a first half, second half speech that we give. What we do in the first half and second half, which would be what we have done tonight, is look at our last game and try to fix a few things and get ready to play tonight. The fix a few things was the PG game was for us a playoff style game. We didn't like how we played in that game. We got down in the game, we came back and made it a 3-3 game, and they scored on kind of a fluky goal. So that all gives the appearance of being okay. But if you look at the scoring chances, if you look at the way we started the game, other than our power play kind of giving us a chance, there's so many other things that we needed to do well in that game we didn't do, and that was a bit of a statement game. So that's where our minds are at, the unhappiness with meeting another division's top team and not coming out of it as good as we would like to have come out of it. So we've got to fix the things that weren't there in the last game.
On top of that, how high priority that you don't want to see your routine of trying to chase games as well, down 1-0 first period, 2-0 as well in the second period.
Yeah, we need to start better, and it's not always what the scoreboard says. We'd be more interested in how many scoring chances, what end of the puck of the ice is the puck in, based on how hard we're working and how much we're ready to compete at the beginning of the game. So the sometimes goaltending determines the score, and I'm talking more about the overall team play. So we got to get off to a better start. If you looked at the last game, PG, we got scored in the first minute of the first period. We got scored in the first minute of the second period. That's mental engagement. We weren't as mentally engaged as we needed to be.
As a coach, your first impressions on Aaron Irving and on how well he can complement this roster?
Tough to say. One practice, a handshake, a half-hour meeting, one practice. But I would say I'm impressed. Obviously, it takes time to really get to know a person, and we won't truly know him for another month. But he's... I just like people that are, he's a lot like Noah Juulsen, and I don't mean that to be unfair to either of those two players, but Noah's serious, a good guy and a fun guy, but serious at the right time. Aaron appears to be that. Noah's a right shot D who can shoot it hard. I know Aaron can shoot it hard from watching practice and watching games. Noah's a warrior, competes very hard for our hockey team all the time. I'm positive that Aaron, if he's going to bring one thing, it's going to bring a high compete level every game. So there's a lot of similarities between the two guys. And, both were captains of their teams, to add another similarity. So we're excited to get him. I think he's going to be a big help for us.
You've seen the Seattle Thunderbirds already for two games, yet the first time in about roughly 2 months. And no Matt Barzal in the lineup here, but as far as preaching the challenge that they could bring, what's it going to be?
Well, it's been a weird year. I mean, weird in that we play Seattle 10 times but only have toys so far. So we've got a lot of Seattle coming. Also, we just, our first game against them, we were playing our fourth game in 5 nights, coming off a long, long road trip, not getting in till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. So that game, we had no energy. We're lucky to get a win. But they had no Matt Barzal. And then, they got him back. We had kind of a normal game against him. Now they don't have Matt Barzal again. And, he's their best player, but he's also one of the league's best players. And so until both teams, now we don't have our guys tonight, Hart, Juulsen. So until the trade deadline ends after the weekend, before our next Wednesday game, and until we get our guys back and they get their guys back, I don't think we're really going to know how this season series is going to go till everybody has their guys back. What we do know is that this is our biggest rivalry, and somehow, some way, these games turn into to fun, competitive, rivalry-type hockey. So what we do expect is that tonight will be a very competitive game.
No matter who's in, it should be a good one. The Silver Tips and the Thunderbirds are moments away from Showair Center, and we'll come back in a bit as you're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.